Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series and tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a Junior Bassmaster Championship, High School National Championship, a College National Championship, and a college bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com, click on the Tournament tab, and select Nation. And to join the hundreds of thousands of members of Bass, just click on the Membership tab. BASS members enjoy Bassmaster Magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. Now, the best way to communicate with the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at Facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the Anglers tab at Bassmaster.com. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by 13 Fishing, and we have a great deal for you right now. The Gerald Swindle Design Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at Rapala.com along with all their other great products. And for a limited time, you can get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at Rapala.com. Now, I fish these rods and reels and I fish all the Rapala products and I could not be happier. Get 20% off with the code BASSRADIO20 on everything at Rapala.com. Today's show has an all Auburn feel to it. Later on in our The Originals series, Auburn grad and Elite Series pro Steve Kennedy will join us to discuss his memories from the first Bassmaster Elite event in 2006. In the Rapala Winner's Circle today, recent Auburn fisherman Chase Clark is in off of his win in the St. Croix Bassmaster Open at Clark's Hill Reservoir. And in a leadoff role, Jake Peck from, you guessed it, Auburn, will discuss the Tigers' win at the Harris Chain last weekend in the Strike King College Series opener. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Square Bills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinner baits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
Hey gang, Tom Abraham here for my friends at 13 Fishing. I can't tell you how excited I was to learn that two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year, Gerald Swindle, had teamed up with the crew at 13 Fishing to build the ultimate rod and reel series that combines quality with a price point that works for all. And right now, we have a tremendous deal for you. The new Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at 13fishing.com, and for a limited time, you can get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at 13fishing.com.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers." When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell, boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell, perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's bright spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And as I said in the open, it's Auburn, Auburn, Auburn in this show today. It just worked out that way. It's not like I tried to do a War Eagle show. It just, you know, when you're talking about college fishermen, especially, it's all Auburn. And of course, later on, you know, when Steve Kennedy is in, he's a big, big Auburn guy as well and an Auburn alum. But right now we're going to kick things off with the Auburn University team of Jake Peck and Luke Weil. We're going to talk to Jake here. He's the senior on the team. We don't talk to freshmen. We're going to let the freshman wait. He'll get his time down the road. But they won the Strike King Bassmaster College Series event at the Harris Chain, presented by Bass Pro Shops. This was the Legends Division. This week the Lunkers are fishing. The Lunkers Division is fishing down at Okeechobee. We'll have that winner next week, probably another Auburn team. Who knows? Maybe, maybe not. But these guys, it was a weather shortened deal down to one day, and they caught 23 pounds, 2 ounces to get it done. And Jake Peck joins us now on the VMC hook. Jake, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. I appreciate you having me on. It's a pleasure to get to talk a little bit about last week, and I love that it's an Auburn show this week. I think that's perfect.
Are there Auburn teams fishing in the Lunkers too? I mean, they got guys fishing down there at Okeechobee?
I wish we did, but with the divisions, the way they're set up, we're going to fish just one division.
Talk about the pairing, because a lot of times, you know, there's two different school of thoughts. You pair guys that are near each other in age or in the same class that are peers that way. And then in a lot of times, they'll reverse that and they'll take a veteran guy, a senior in your case, put him with a new guy like Luke Weil, a freshman. You know, a couple of years from now, Luke will be the veteran and he'll have a young guy with him. Was that the theory here, or just you guys just boys and you like fishing together?
Oh, absolutely. I got to fish with one of my best friends the past season. His name is Cardi Sean. And you know, we kind of decided that he was old enough that it was time for him to get to take the reins on his rig and get to go run his boat, which kind of opened the door for me to kind of pick a new partner this season. And you know, as a senior and being around the block a little bit now, you know, I've been to a couple different universities. I've been fishing college. This is my fourth season. Being able to grab a young gun and you know, that just got to Auburn, who's also from really far away. You know, Luke is from College Station in Texas. I'm from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Mm. So to be able to grab a young kid and kind of be able to let him lean on me a little bit, you know, as he's transitioning into coming into college and learning how to live far away from home and fish. But he's super hungry, and man, he held his own at the Harris Chain this past week. He was catching them really good. I was super pumped for him. He kept a really level head the entire time. And I had to talk him into fishing with me this season. Here we are, man. We're one for one. So.
Yeah, that's pretty good stuff. And of course, Auburn, I mean, what a legacy. You know, as I said, we're going to talk to Chase Clark in a little bit. He just won an Open. He's on his way to the elites. You know, we see that Tucker Smith has made it to the elites. Logan Parks is there. Of course, it all started with the Lee brothers, I think, back several years ago as well. And you know, does it become something where, like you say, you're from Tulsa, he's from Texas, where you say, yeah, you know, we want to fish at the highest level. We got to go to Auburn. That's the place.
Man, I think so. Cardi and I have talked about it at recruiting events and stuff. Cardi's our vice president mm-hmm. of the team. We've always said we stand on the shoulders of giants over here at Auburn. There's so many guys who have came and laid the foundation of this team before us. And our job as new guys coming in is just to try to leave it a little bit better than what we found it. You know, leave your mark in a way, but you're not coming in and stepping into a leadership position and tearing everything down and trying to rebuild it. You're just trying to build on top of what the guys that came before you did. And I think that all of our leadership on the throughout these last 10 to 15 years on the team have done a great job. And we just keep continuing to build on top of each other. And I think it's made this program super competitive. And it's a great place to be. We're student led. And so it's completely in the students' hands on the fishing team to make it happen. We have great sponsors and great support that help us and keep this train on the tracks. But ultimately, if we want this team to crash and burn, it's up to us. If we want to thrive and succeed and be the Auburn fishing team that the rest of the nation recognizes right now, that's on us. Mm. And so it holds a little bit more weight whenever we're in control of kind of our destiny on the tour and doing good and doing bad and handling our losses and our wins the right way. And, you know, it's a blessing to be able to be the president this season. And it's been a great time so far. So I'm super, super fortunate for the experience so far. And I want to change it for the world.
Jake Peck with us from the Auburn team of Peck and Weil. Just won the Striking Bassmaster College Series event at the Harris Chain is with us here. And so you said Lucas from College Station. So does he like run around Giggum Aggies or did you teach him how to say War Eagle?
He grew up there and he said that he was always kind of wanting to get far away from home. And so he was pretty locked into Auburn is what it sounded like. I kind of picked his brain about it a little bit last week at the Harris Chain. But he said that he was pretty much set in stone, wanted to come to Auburn, and he applied to a handful of other universities. But as soon as he got admitted into Auburn, he was like, that's where I'm going. So he was pretty dead set on it. And it's, you know, I completely understand where he's coming from. It's a great university. And, you know, if you'd have asked me come out of high school, if I could go anywhere to go fish, I would have said Auburn too.
Yeah. So had you had much experience at the Harris Chain? I mean, there's so much water there, but Beau Claire is where you guys went and did your damage. And it's, you know, that's been a, it's, there's no secret, you know, that Beau Claire is a great place to get to, but right. Man, you got to drive by a lot of fish on, you know, on Dora and Harris Chain. Sometimes, you know, that thing, I've seen tournaments, I've fished opens there at the Harris Chain that got one within eyesight, you know, of the launch there as well. So there's just so much good water there. But had you had experience there?
I mean, I've fished a couple events at the chain before. Both times I was in the passenger seat, so I wasn't really making decisions or picking it apart my own way. Both events, we kind of got close, but we never quite put all the pieces together. But I was getting, you know, clues from each event. Mm-hmm. And then this past week, I kind of started in Dora and Beau Claire just because that's where I felt like I had the most confidence, and ran through Dora, fished around a little bit, wasn't really connecting many dots in there, ran into Beau Claire, started catching some, you know, mm-hmm. not big ones, but we were starting to get bites, and I was kind of starting to settle down a little bit. And that was probably about 12 o'clock, you know, the first day of practice. And then I ended up catching a 7-pounder, that afternoon in Beau Claire. And so whenever I caught that 7-pounder, me and Luke were kind of talking through it on the way back home. And it's like, you know, on a practice day, you catch that 7-pounder and it's cool on paper, it looks good, but you can't count on that bite being there on Derby day, you know? And so we decided to keep our options open. We went to Griffin the next day, kept that lake honest just to get it out of our heads more than anything, just to make sure that it wasn't just on fire over there. And then we also kind of determined that Apopka was going to be written off just because it was the lock's always finicky. We have a right. big field of boats. You know, I just didn't want to gamble with that. I would rather spend it, maximize my time with my bait in the water in Florida than spend it in the lock yeah. and waiting in line.
Yeah.
And that, you know, who knows? Maybe the lock went really fast on tournament day. I didn't really talk to many guys that went to Apopka, but that was just kind of my decision that I didn't want to run over there and gamble with. I would rather just spend more time with my bait in the water. And so after we went to Griffin that second day of practice, we pulled out at noon. I wasn't really liking what I was seeing over there, and we went back to Beau Claire. And for the next day, day and a half of practice, you know, we just hunkered down in Beau Claire, found as many high percentage areas in there as we could that was just holding fish populations. I knew there was, you know, this huge cold front that was rolling through in Florida. It was super cold, man. I mean, it was yeah. brutal. It was blowing, you know, 25-30 mile an hour gusts, and it was, you know, I remember it felt like 21 degrees or something like that. And with the humidity in the air down there, I mean, it's just bitter cold. It cuts so bad.
Yeah.
So with that front rolling through, you always hear about how tough it makes Florida fishing. So my idea or concept was that I'm going to go try to find these fish that are kind of way out here off of the bank that might be a little bit more unbothered, you know, by these huge rollers that are coming in, these changing conditions. I want to try to find something where whenever this weather starts to get really bad, these fish are going to be more likely to pull out to this stuff that I'm looking for right now, instead of trying to really find them where they're at in practice. I was more so looking for places where they're going to push over to as it sure, started to get really sure. cold and nasty.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, you know, we could talk about that lake and that chain for a long time, but congratulations on the win. That's a great job by you guys, and we'll look forward to seeing you guys down the road, man. Keep it up. Have a great season.
Sounds good. I appreciate it big time. Thank you for having me on.
All right, thank you. That is the Jake Peck. That'll be the next Auburn guy that ends up on the elites in a couple of years for sure. All right, we got a break in here. When we come back, Chase Clark, another Auburn guy. He won the Open at Clark's Hill. He's up next on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio and the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives, and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers." When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable. Priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Time now for the Rapala Winner's Circle. And look, there's a term in fishing, hero or zero. And if there's a guy that fishes the opens that would define the hero or zero, it would have to be Chase Clark, because this dude here, I mean, in the past couple of years, he's been 19th, 105th, 16th, 151st, 123rd, 3rd. 19th, and now he won at Clark's Hill Reservoir, and that means he's punched his ticket to the Bassmaster Classic in 2026, and he's also on track to have an opportunity to qualify for the Elites for 2026 as well. He joins us now on the VMC Hook. Chase, welcome in. How are you?
Thank you so much. You know, it's great to be here. Just coming off of a big week for me, and excited to be on your program.
Well, it's good to have you. Congratulations on the win. And, you know, if you could figure out how to finish like 35th in a tournament, you'd probably be on the Elites already. It's all or nothing. It feels like it's all or nothing for you.
Yes, it definitely does. I got to work on that consistency. And it seems like places that have the big ones are some of my weaknesses. Like, we went to Santee Cooper last year in Okeechobee, and those were a couple of my worst finishes. So if I can figure out how to catch big ones in places that have big ones instead of just catching big ones in places that don't have big ones, I think I might be okay.
When did you know that this was going good for you here, you know, at Clark's Hill?
So I really had no idea how the tournament was going to go as the week of practice progressed because of the conditions we had that week. It was steadily changing and steadily getting colder. So I didn't know how that was going to affect my fish. And I really didn't know that I was around that type of quality of fish the whole week I was there. I just kind of found a magical stretch, and it ended up working out. And somehow I was blessed, and they stayed there the whole week and throughout the tournament.
So these were fish that you had found in practice?
So the first day of practice, I caught a 7-pounder, and I saw there was a group of fish with them. And come the tournament, I refound those same group of fish. I found them that morning, but I couldn't get them to bite. So I went into the back of a ditch and caught a couple really nice ones, a 3.5-pounder and probably a 5-pounder. And then on my way back out, I saw that they were still set up off a secondary point that had a brush pile on it. Mm-hmm. And it took me about 30 minutes or 25 minutes of throwing at them, but I finally got one of them to mess up. And so out of that group of five, six pluses, that was the second one I caught. And then the next day, they had moved from the pile to the back of the ditch, and I relocated them and caught another one of them, which was my first one on day two, championship Saturday.
Yeah, and do you think that they would have held up for 3 days? I mean, did it help you or hurt you, or didn't matter missing, you know, having day one be, I don't know, should we call it snowed out, froze out, whatever it is?
Yeah, I don't know if that would have helped or hurt. I'm not a big herring guy, so I don't have a ton of experience fishing herring lakes. But from what I saw and from the guys I've talked to and the research I've done, you know, thinking back, I think it was the 2015 Bassmasters Classic on Hartwell. Casey Ashley won that one. Mm-hmm. I think it was in 2015. And I just remember some of those guys being really, really excited for the clouds. So I guess that the herring will stay shallower and keep the fish and easier to locate places instead of spread out across the lake when they move back out into the main lake after the morning bite. So I was kind of excited to go on the first day. But looking back now, you know, I'm definitely happy it was canceled, because I wouldn't want to change a thing.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, this was definitely a deal where the forward-facing sonar was in play big time, as it always seems to be on a herring lake, and everybody in the top 10 was throwing that minnow out there. And just talk a little bit about that and your application of that.
So the minnow for me, what I found in practice was the couple of big bites that I did get were largemouth. And in practice, I was experimenting with different head sizes, I should say, as far as quarter ounce, 3/16, half ounce, 3/8. I was using all different ones, but the one common thing that I found was really important for me was a 3/0 hook. And Greenfish Tackle makes one called the Bad Little Shad, and they make all the sizes, but they make it in a 1/0 and a 3/0. And since I was around the largemouth, at least I thought I was, which ended up being what I was around in the tournament too, I really leaned on that 3/0 hook, and I would just change the size of the hook throughout, or the size of the weight of the head throughout the day, depending on where the fish were set up in the water column. I would throw a 3/16 ounce head, probably in that 5 to 15, 16 foot zone. And then when they would get below 16, I would switch to a quarter from 16 foot to 25 foot ish. And then, when they were deeper than 25, I would go up to a 3/8. And then if I was just going from spot to spot, I would have a 1/2 ounce in my hand just for efficiency.
Man, I'll tell you what, Chase Clark with us here coming off of his victory at Clark's Hill, get the first win of the Opens season. And let's talk about your when you're originally looking for them. You know, obviously, like I said, this is forward-facing sonar. You're shaking a minnow, and everybody was doing the same thing. But is it start with map work for you? I mean, are you looking at points? You're looking at ditches? You're looking at areas? And then you go drop the scope in there and start looking around? Or what is it that starts you in the right area? Because it's, you know, some people think you just go out in the middle of the lake, drop the scope, and boom, there's fish.
Right. So I went up in December before the off limits, just because I hadn't ever been to Clark's Hill before, so I could try to understand the lake a little bit better. And, you know, I think some of it has to do with, how would I say, the flatness of the lake.
Mm-hmm.
And so trying to break Clark's Hill down, as big as it was, I kind of had to give myself boundaries. So there's two bridges on the lake that I know of for sure. There's one main lake bridge on the South Carolina side, and there's one main lake bridge that goes up the Georgia. I think they call it the Little River Arm.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of decided to stay in between those with the tournament being in January and try to focus more on the clean water. And then I just kind of looked for brush and rock. And once I found a piece of structure that had fish, then I would try to expand into the ditches and then just follow the fish back in the morning and then come back out. And if the structure around the ditches didn't have any fish, then typically I would just kind of relocate until I found structure with fish. And then I would go into the ditches and try to expand.
Chase Clark comes out of that ridiculous Auburn fishing team. I mean, you guys are so dominant there. I think the Auburn guys just won another tournament, right? They just won the first college event of the year as well, the Strike King College event down in Florida. And just talk about how that, the legacy of being an Auburn fisherman. I mean, I guess we first really become aware of that with the Lee brothers, right, with Jordan and Matt Lee, and it's amazing. Tucker Smith now out there, Logan Parks, and it's just amazing the role that Auburn is on with that fishing team.
It really is, you know. And so coming to Auburn University, I only looked at three schools because I went to a smaller school in Virginia Beach growing up, so I wanted to really open my eyes to some of these bigger schools. And I settled on Auburn, you know, one, because of the culture and the family aspect of it, and two, because the area is beautiful. And I think with the combination of both of those things, you really get a diverse group of guys. And then when you throw the fishing on top of it, it really acts like a family among the Auburn team. And and I think that's why you have so many great names coming out of the program, because of the family aspect, the different backgrounds. So everybody likes to bounce ideas off of each other at all the different college events and travel together. And, you know, we don't get a tremendous amount of support from the university all the time. So a lot of it is working together as a team to go out and bring in great sponsors like Under Armour and Morris Shea Bridge Company that support the team this year. And, you know, those guys, I've graduated. I graduated in 2022, but it's clear that the legacy has lived on since me and Logan and Tucker have all graduated. And it's great to see them still doing great things, especially, you know, down there on the Harris Chain where Auburn has had some success in the past.
Speaking of sponsors, tell me about SiteMix LLC, your title sponsor. And, you know, it's kind of neat to have a non-endemic, you know, working with you there. And they got to be pretty excited about the fact that you're going to be fishing in the Bassmaster Classic in 2026.
Yeah, you know, the Sight Mix guys, they came on with me last year and took a chance on me, being my second year fishing the EQs. They're great people, and they have a great concrete business. They work out of Atlanta and here at Dadeville, Alabama, which is not too far from Auburn, right by Lake Martin. Mm-hmm. And they're just great people who love the outdoors just like all of us, and I'm proud to be a part of their team and proud to represent them. And I think the wrap looks pretty good with their logo on it, and
yeah,
it's very visible. Everybody can see it, and they're just a great group of guys, and I'm blessed and honored to be a part of their team.
Yeah, I know. It's a good-looking wrap. And has it sunk in, that part about the 20? I mean, we don't know where the 2026 Classic is yet, but you're fishing it, man. I mean, that's got, that part alone is pretty cool.
It really is. You know, I've always said that I just want to win one of these tournaments, specifically one of these Opens. And the Classic would kind of just be secondary because I just wanted the validation of winning. But when Hank actually said the words, "You're going to the Bassmaster Classic," it kind of was a blindside to me a little bit in a way. And then in the best way possible, because you kind of almost think of it as a dream. And for that actually to become a reality to me, it just means the absolute world. And, we don't know where it's going, like you said, so I'm kind of in ghost town over here. I don't know who my friends are going to be there, and I don't know where I'm going, but, I'm honored that I get the opportunity, and I can't wait to see where it's at, and very, very excited. It's a dream come true.
Chase Clark has been our guest. Chase, we appreciate you. Good luck the rest of the season, and we'll see you out there on the EQs, I'm sure, this fall.
Thank you so much. Definitely going to work on that consistency. Yeah. Get through Rayburn next and then back to Division One.
There you go, man. Appreciate you. Thank you. That's Chase Clark, and he's got a great future. Like all those Auburn guys. We get a break in here. When we come back, Steve Kennedy, one of the originals, is up next right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Now it's Staples. Find hot deals on HP, America's most trusted printer brand. Whether you need to print invoices or eye-catching presentations, HP delivers with exceptional speed, reliability, and vibrant color. And with HP, replenishing ink is simple. Find HP ink cartridges in-store at Staples or subscribe to HP Instant Ink and never worry about running out. And right now with home and office hot deals at Staples, you can save up to $150 on select HP printers through February 1st.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Square Bills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinner baits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell. Boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails. Experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell. Perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money because you're in charge. Today, you're going to pay down your credit card bill. But you decide when you'll pay it.
Before the due date, so those interest charges don't get you. But you decide if you pay it in full.
But you definitely should, because, again, interest charges.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio, and our continuing series, The Originals, that we're trying to get in here before the 20th season of the Elites gets started here just in a few weeks in Florida. And the guy who finished fifth in that tournament, 97 pounds, 3 ounces, and he got it very quickly early on in his Elite career, got known as a big bag kind of guy because he then went over 100 pounds in year two there, went to California at over 122 pounds, set all kinds of records, was a big swim bait guy. Everybody thought that's all he liked to do, even though he's a very accomplished jig fisherman, swim jig fisherman as well. But he joins us now. One of the originals from day one in 2006 is Steve Kennedy. He joins us from his home down near Auburn, Alabama. Steve, welcome in. How are you?
I'm doing well. Glad to be here.
You finally dig out of the snowbank? I mean, goodness gracious almighty, that was a long cold snap for folks in Alabama, that's for sure.
It definitely got pretty cold. I think we had lows in the teens at one point. Yeah, we only got like 2 inches of snow, but yeah, I don't think the last time we had something like that may have been when my kids were little, so
yeah,
like 10 or 12 years ago. I don't know. It's been a long time since we've had any snow down here.
So, well, up
where
the...
We had a blast with it, though. I mean, seriously, we had a blast playing.
up here where the Bassmaster Radio Studios are in southern Tennessee, northern Alabama, that area there got anywhere from 8 to 11 inches of snow. It was crazy how much snow there was up here, and it's just something these folks just don't see. But, you know, thankfully it's all gone. It's starting to feel wonderful out there. To finally get a chance to get out on the lake, 60s and 70s in the Mid-South, and it won't be long before everybody be headed for Florida to get things started at the St. John's River.
Exactly. We've got the itch for sure. Like you said, it's been so cold, I haven't even been out probably 2 weeks now.
Yeah.
Since Christmas, New Year's time frame, so... I've got the itch for sure.
Yeah,
looking forward to getting to Florida.
Steve Kennedy with us. Can you believe it's the 20th season of the Elites? I mean, does it seem that long ago when you guys were at Amistad and they were kicking off this first thing called the Elite Series?
It doesn't, but I can't remember all the details. It's fuzzy, so it might be.
Well, let's go back there to Amistad. First of all, nobody really knew much about that body of water, right? I mean, you guys hadn't been down there, I don't believe. Of course, it's on, for those who don't know, Amistad is on the Texas-Mexico border down in South Texas. But my recollection is that not a lot of guys knew very much about Amistad.
No, I don't think it was on anybody's radar at that point. The big thing that set that up, they had a big low water event, you know, it's southwest desert. So, yeah, the lake had come up 50 feet prior to us going out there, just like 2 or 3 years before. So that it was experiencing what we call a new lake effect. And so, yeah, it was loaded with big ones, young and dumb big ones.
Yeah, it was something, that's for sure. Ish Monroe won that tournament with 104 pounds and 8 ounces. Fred Rubanis also had a century belt in that one. You were close. I mean, you would get yours in the next couple of years, certainly in the following year in 2007. But 97 pounds, 3 ounces. What do you remember about that tournament? Because it was you ended up right between Greg Hackney and Kevin Van Dam, and all of you were only separated by, you know, a few ounces.
Right. I honestly don't remember how I caught them. I mean, I remember all the flooded trees. I was probably flipping a beaver and pitching a Cinco around all that flooded brush. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was also my first introduction to that Bass Pro Shops bait that Rubanis was throwing. So
yeah,
he actually gave me one at some point in there. But after he called every store in the country trying to buy them all, he showed it to me. But yeah, that actually shows that bait swimming. It like turns on its side upside down in their video. But man, I caught a few big fish on that one for sure. So
yeah, that is nuts. You know, some of the things that were different. First of all, you had to wrap your boats, right? I mean, that was the first time you guys were told go wrap the boat, and you're famous for your very austere wrap. You've got your Auburn themed wrap with the Auburn Tiger, you know, in there. And to this day, not a whole lot on that wrap of yours, but you know, just take me back to when they told you, hey, go wrap that boat up.
Well, I actually, up until that point, I'd been running a rat boat. I'd been fishing the FLW up to that point.
Oh, so you were. Okay. Yeah.
I had a pedigree dog. So we had the little Jack Russell Louie that we traveled with and had a sponsored deal prior to that. But in qualifying for the elites, those FLW team deals for anybody, I was the only guy that left FLW to go fish bass when they started the elite. So yeah, they pulled that deal out from under me at the very last minute.
Mm.
And so I had to go Derek Yamamoto. We were buddies with Yamamoto, so we wrapped it in a Konami bait trap. And
okay.
So yeah, it was easy to get done, but it was a lot of drama, I promise you.
Yeah.
A lot of drama involved in that. So Pedigree was on board, but FLW team deal said no way, no how. So,
yeah.
So yeah, I even continued to fish FLW for 2 or 3 years after that point. But
yeah,
I lost my big sponsorship coming to fish bass then.
And
I don't know if you remember, but yeah, there were 150 guys fishing bass, and they cut it back to 100.
Right.
So they had a big group left to go fish that FLW series at that point. And I was the only guy that went from FLW over to bass. And one of the best decisions I ever made. But
yeah, did you have to go through?
It wasn't fully supported by the people that were supporting me.
Oh, I hear that. Was it something where you had to qualify, or was it an invite type deal? How did that end up?
So yeah, that was the first time I've been able to qualify. So I trained up for bass to fish the opens from 1996 to 2004 without getting into the first event. And I was able to fish the final event on a couple of those years. But yeah, 2004 was the first time I got to fish the Bass Opens, even though I was fishing FLW at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so 2004, I fished the Southerns and didn't make it. And then the next year, the Southerns conflicted with FLW, so I ended up fishing the Central Division. So I qualified out of the Central Division. So yeah, I've been working for my entire life to try to qualify for bass, and that was the year I qualified, and we were looking at $55,000 in entry fees, and like I said, my sponsorship stuff got pulled out from under me at the last second, but I was already committed at that point. So
yeah,
there was a lot of drama there.
Yeah, and in that open season in those Centrals in 2005, I mean, you know, you finished 39, 16, 21, and then 8 in the Open Championship as well. So you had a really good run through the
through
the Opens to get yourself into the elites and then kicked it off. Another thing that was different was you had a co-angler in the boat, right? And, you know, when we think of elites now with marshals and cameramen and all that stuff, the last thing you think of is a co-angler. Now they've taken the co-angler out of the boats in the opens as well. But, you know, that was a little bit of a different animal, having some dude back there in the boat.
Right, exactly. But, yeah, I mean, I started out fishing some of those opens when it was boat-on-boat draw. So boat or co was a good scenario. I have mixed emotions about losing the coves. There's a lot of feedback you get from them fishing. And,
mm-hmm.
But I fully understand why they did it. I mean, there was always that one or two guys that were competing with you cast for cast and complaining they got backboated. You know, the guys that were really good out of the back of the boat, they paid no attention to what you were doing up front. They were throwing out the back and throwing their little shaky head, whatever. And half the time they were kicking your butt doing it. So.
Yeah, and you would learn some stuff, I guess, from
that. I learned something from it, exactly.
Yeah. I miss
that feedback. I absolutely miss the feedback of not fishing with anybody.
I fished about 21 opens as a co-angler as part of my deal with bass and reporting on them and things like that. And it was a few times where, you know, the pro I was fishing with took a look at the square bill I was throwing or whatever and switched over to that and had some success. And that was, you know, that was a good thing.
I've had guys give me their bait. You know, it's... There's a lot of feedback, a lot you can learn from fishing with other people.
Yeah. Steve Kennedy.
Yeah, it's missing. It's been missing for a long time, and it shows.
Yeah. Steve Kennedy with us. $17,000 for fifth place in that first event. Now he has won over $2 million with Bass, so that's that tells you a little something about it. Talk about the changes in technique and technology. I mean, obviously we had this explosion in the last 3 or 4 years now with the forward-facing sonar, but even everything else, the mapping, the you know, the 2D sonar, all of that type of stuff that it changed, really changed the game in the last 20 years.
Right. It started, so yeah, I started on FLW 2002. I had one of the little E-Trex handheld GPS was all
I had.
And the graphs were either a 320 or a 380M. I don't even know if I had that when I started. But so 2006 is when they came out with SideScan, and that was probably the best year I ever had because having an engineering degree, I knew what SideScan was before we made a cast. So yeah, I was probably the first guy to really embrace the SideScan and take advantage of it. And anyway, it was pretty awesome to be able to go around and see what we've been fishing. I mean, for years, I've been fishing all these places around here, like down here to Eufaula and stuff. And to be able to go down there and see either a house foundation or a stump or just the trees. I mean, it was pretty incredible what you could learn. We learned a bunch back then.
And
it was easy to be ahead of the crowd then, too. It was a lot easier to be ahead of the crowd.
Well, take a listen just to refresh your memory. This is the top five in the Angler of the Year that year. You talked about the great season you had. You finished second in Angler of the Year behind Mike Iaconelli. Ike was the Angler of the Year that year. Right behind you was Kevin Van Dam, Aaron Martins, and Dean Rojas. That's a pretty good company right there. That's a heck of a top five,
exactly.
Right?
So, yeah, SideScan was a huge part of that. It was so easy to just idle over a point and see where the key structure was. And not everybody was doing it at that point. I mean, everybody was branded. So yeah, only one brand had it at that point.
So. Yeah. So
anyway, it was a big advantage for sure.
Before I let you go. Before I let you go, we've got this, get things started here. This year's going to be a lot of things that are different. The entry fee is way different. You guys fishing, it's a different animal. The 55-inch screen limit, I don't think that's a problem for you because you didn't seem to be one of those guys that had 8 screens on your boat.
Didn't impact you at all.
But just your thoughts, your excitement for the upcoming season and get rid of that bad one you had last year. I know you didn't feel comfortable with that last season.
But yes, anyway, they happen. There's no explanation for them. I mean, sometimes you catch it, sometimes you don't. But no, I'm looking forward to getting down. I'm really looking forward to getting back to Okeechobee. I got to use that active target in scout mode. I finished third down there 2 years ago. And then I think I was the only guy using it in scout mode at that point. But I think everybody will be doing it now. But,
sure.
So. Yeah. But yeah, I'm looking forward to getting down there for sure. There's some big fish. There were a bunch of 6-7 pounders 2 years ago. They looked like they were 8s and 9s when Scott won that open last year. So yeah, I'm expecting some 10s this year.
Right.
I'll be shocked if we don't weigh in, multiple 10 pounders in that event.
Yeah. So
I'm not sure what's going to follow it up, but there's going to be some big fish caught in that tournament.
Steve Kennedy has been our guest. Steve, I appreciate you so much. Be safe heading for Florida, and we'll look forward to tracking you down there.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, thank you. That's Steve Kennedy. What a great guy. He has been on the show a number of times, going all the way back to the original show that we were doing when it was Southern Bass Radio before we became Bassmaster Radio. And Steve has been, he's always very, very gracious with his time. All right, we'll get a break in here. When we come back more, we'll wrap things up, actually, right after this. You're listening to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America,
America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
Time now for the last cast brought to you by Omnia Fishing. You know, with Omnia Pro, you can look at each lake's unique structure and the current water and weather conditions to see what kind of approach makes the most sense. Omnia Pro members can see current conditions, including water temp, grass levels, and other conditions on thousands of lakes throughout the country on the Omnia Fishing mobile app. How would you like to have the ability to sort your waypoints by lake or date and record additional content such as current weather, water temp, or clarity? Omnia's new waypoint management tools allow you to do all of this and more. Pro membership is only $49 for the entire year and includes unlimited access to map layers from your phone, plus free shipping on all orders and 10% credit back on purchases. So you get loyalty credits even on sale items. And get this, if you go to omniafishing.com/bass, you save 20% on a membership today just for listening to Bassmaster Radio. So you save $10 on that $49 Omnia Pro membership simply by going to omniafishing.com/bass. Get an Omnia membership today for just $39. Now, the 2025 Bassmaster Radio Phoenix 919 ZXL has been wrapped beautifully by Action Graphics in Tullahoma, Tennessee. Chris Smith and his team did a tremendous job with the design and the application of the boat wrap, and even did a little something for my Ford F-150 tow vehicle. Now, as for the boat, I couldn't be happier with the platform, speed, and comfort that this new Phoenix model provides. And the storage options are endless. It's rigged with four Garmin units, including one LiveScope transducer and power pole blades, shallow water anchors. Look for it on the water near you. So some background on the Steve Kennedy sponsor situation in 2006. Kennedy was fishing both FLW and Bass at the time, and Bass had a rule that no competing series logos could be displayed on the Elite Series, so Kennedy had to have a new set of jerseys made, which was easy enough. But he also needed Ranger to send him a new deck lid since his had the FLW logo on it. Then FLW pulled its Team Pedigree sponsorship as well, and eventually Ranger and Minn Kota pulled out too. So all Steve did was go out and win about $400,000 that year, which is over $625,000 in today's dollars. Then he quit FLW to fish only Bass, and what he says was the best decision of his career. So now you know the rest of the story. And remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's always just a click away at bassmaster.com/radio, or just visit bassmaster.com and click on the anglers page, and you'll see Bassmaster Radio listed there. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.